My, you know, I've got my hobbies.
Right.
I've got the things which I spend money on. It's motorbikes, it's watches, it's cars, and it's nice.
You know what that reflects? That your children, as we talked about before, have are at the point of exiting the nest and moving on.
Me, oh, they've gone.
I'm still spending on tuition, and future tuition. Hey everyone, this is Craig Durr, Chief Analyst and Founder of the Collab Collective. I want to welcome you to a special edition of Direct from the Expo ISC 2026. And I have a really special guest that I promised you talked about a little bit online. Michael Blackman, Mike Blackman, Managing Director of ISC. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm loving this, what's going on this week.
You are right now the belle of the ball. The ball is your event. It's taken on a life of its own, right?
It's not just me. I got a great team behind me.
You sure do.
I always say it's like a bottle of champagne. They're the guys who, I'm just the cork in the top, and around, making it happen and, you know, make me fly out.
Okay.
And what we do with ISC is just phenomenal.
I love it. I love it. Now, you were concerned I was going to ask tough, probing questions, right?
Yes.
I won't do it. Hey, but let's do this. We're at the point right now that you're starting to speculate what you think your numbers might be for the show, are you?
We are pretty... Well, I can tell you now, yesterday we hit an all-time... Well, firstly, day one, we were 10% ahead.
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah. Day two, we had more people in the building than the entire 2019 show in Amsterdam.
You're kidding me.
We had more than 65,000 people in the building.
Wow.
And day three, we surpassed the 2025 numbers.
That's great.
So we already hit a record number.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about today on how many new people come. Now, we get a lot of people coming back, yeah, and we don't count them again.
Yeah.
We count how many times people come,
right?
But the number we give out, the number we tell everybody, that's a unique number of individuals who actually turn up and attend the show.
You know, I heard of a huge number of registration, and of course you have a little bit, but over 100,000, 104,000 or 105,000 of registration.
Or even more.
Which is fantastic. And actually, I've talked to some buyers that actually intentionally came in on the second day, which was, they said they still had the same experience, they had a chance to see some of the speakers.
The second day is our busiest day.
Yes, the keynote.
What happens is many people come in on the first day.
Right.
And then they come back on day two, plus another bunch of people. So that booms really pushes up. Now, we had a really fantastic keynote on day two, Sol Rashidi. What a woman.
I'm telling you. Yes.
That was really mind-breaking.
I love it. It's a great educational opportunity, not only in terms of these thought leaders and these experts in the industry, but what's taking place in the show floor. All right, I'm going to dive into some questions. These aren't tough, but I want to do this. The key thing I want to try and understand here is this insider view that you get to share outwards, right? You probably experience ISC absolutely differently than most people do, because you know the behind the scenes, the in front of scenes. So during a show like this, what are you personally watching for? Like, what are you listening for that most attendees might not be paying attention to?
Well, we know a lot of times we know what's coming up in terms of product launches, new things people are showing.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we promote. That's how we can make people interested. So as the organizer, well, my team are watching. We're looking at things like, you know, what's the activity like? Which halls are working?
Right.
You know, we want all of our customers to have good ROI, whether it's the attendee or the exhibitor.
Sure.
We want attendees to come back. When people come to the show, we want them to go away saying, wow, that was a great experience. I gained so much knowledge, so much information, met so many people. I got to go back next year. And for our exhibitors, we want the same thing, that they see so many customers, meet so many, not only existing customers, but new people.
Mm-hmm.
And they go away and say, that was really worthwhile, we're going again. Now, what's great about what our exhibitors do
mm-hmm.
is they create some of the best designs and stands possible to actually do that.
You had the stand awards that you recently were hosting,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And, you know, it's a real... When I walk in and see what companies are doing and how they were being creative,
mm-hmm.
it really gets me here saying, wow, this is an effort. It really makes people enjoy it.
Yeah. I love it. I was actually down Hall 3. I think I saw Pixaria was one of the nominees. I'm not sure where they won or not.
No,
they
didn't.
But they had a beautiful experience walking in there.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. People are making this really experiential. QSC, QSIS, they have that walk-through environment that takes you through the different modes and modalities.
Did you see the swing on the Lang stand?
No, yeah, I did, yeah.
That was on the day before yesterday, that was on the front page of the major newspaper.
You're kidding me.
With the title underneath, World Capital of Audiovisual.
I love it. I thought that was just for the Instagram moment. Well, now it made mainstream press there, right?
There we go.
That's good. Hey, now, one of the other great things I like about this show is, you know, you have these different halls, but the way I look at it, I come from a UC background, pro AV. You also have smart building information. You have eSport information. This is a great environment where it's all coming together, which is very indicative of what's taking place in the industry. Do you think ISE was kind of on the leading edge and maybe helping this take place, or do you think you're following very closely of what you see taking place in the market?
Actually, that's how we started.
Yeah?
ISE, when we started, we were a reflection of what was happening in the market.
Okay.
But we made a vision to actually say, actually, we shouldn't be a reflection. We should be the place where people are coming to see what's going to happen in the future of AV. We have taken that a step further now, which is we manage this with the sort of keynotes we bring in, the people we're attracting, that this is where the future of AV is being decided. People are coming here to discuss and shape the industry. People are coming here to listen and find out what they should, from the manufacturer side, what they should be doing, and listening to customers are saying what they want. And so it's really changed from just being a reflection to being something that's driving the future. And that's what helps us in terms of getting new product launches, getting key people here, getting lots of decision-making, lots of networking. It's interesting. One of the driving factors of ISE is the networking opportunities amongst vendors and attendees. They like to meet other people
right.
and understand, are we all facing the same problems? Are we all finding the same solutions? Listening to say, what's state of the art? What should they be doing?
Mm-hmm.
This comes from discussion. This comes from connection.
Yeah. That, you know, it's helping people push beyond.
Absolutely. Our theme, push beyond.
I love it. I had to help you with that one there. That was fantastic. That's great. But that's actually really insightful, too. That, you know, you have great insights on the state of the industry is what I'm going to say. And you know, you and I alluded to the numbers, which I'm going to say keep setting records. You're showing growth upon growth upon growth, which is fantastic. And the way I wanted to phrase this is, do you think this is technology? Do you think this is business relationships that are driving that growth and that appearance?
It's two things. One is that, firstly, we've created a platform that's the ultimate marketplace to bring buyers and sellers together.
Okay.
So that's driving it. The buyers are finding the sellers, and the sellers are finding the buyers.
Mm-hmm.
This is the department store of the industry, where you come and find out what's going on.
We've got men's socks and pants and slacks down on floor three, or you go to the other one.
And so that's driving. I don't know, so many aspects of what's going on here.
Right.
And that's what's driving the numbers. And I made a calculation today. You know, this show has grown so big. So we do things to actually help our customers navigate.
Yeah.
We sectionalize the show. And that's so people can actually say, well, that's the most important thing I need to go and see. Let me go and do that first. If it's residential, let me go to halls one and two.
Mm-hmm.
If it's collaboration tools, I know to go in hall two and three.
Right.
If it's pro audio and live events, I can go in six, seven, and eight.
Right.
And I was walking around the show floor today, and someone said to me, you know, just saying hi to a few vendors, and someone said, Mike, do you do this to all your customers here? I said, actually, with 1,750 exhibitors here, if I spend 5 minutes at every booth, I'm going to need 24/7, 6 days to complete the whole journey.
That would be a long trip there, and let alone if you can still stand. By the way, do you have your scooter?
Yes, I do. My Segway.
Your Segway, yes.
My Segway Mini, but I'm not allowed to use it during show days. You know, I could go around the outside, and sometimes it saves my feet, but it's a bit redundant in my office at the moment.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Well, I'm sure it's safe that your staff is not allowing you to do right now. There's too many traffic hazards along the way. Yeah,
exactly. They worry I'm going to break my neck before I leave here.
So. Don't do that. That's half my challenge, too. Well, with what you're seeing then, what technology opportunity do you think integrators and maybe these customers should be leaning to? What technology genre area is
Well, it depends on which sector you're in.
Okay.
I think one red line that runs through everything is AI at the moment.
Of course.
It's not old hat. We're discovering more and more. Customers are coming. You know, the customers are asking, how do I implement this? The great thing, we had a keynote day before with Sol Rashidi talking about the really, you know, taking away the bullshit from AI and saying, this is what you really need to know. This is how you implement it.
I loved it.
So we're trying to do things like that's the thought leadership we bring to ISE. So I say that's a red line going through both software, hardware, creativity. Okay. It's there.
Yeah, sure.
And I think it's going to be there next year as well. But we're seeing other things. I've seen some great glasses-free 3D. Samsung with their spatial 3D.
Oh, they had it on the outside of the booth. I think I saw that.
In the entrance here as well.
Yeah.
Google Beam.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. And this is sort of stuff which is, it's actually bringing that more to life about, it's no longer 2D speaking across the wires, you know. We're getting a little bit more realistic. You know, we might get to the stage of Star Trek where we have those 3D beaming up eventually.
That's funny. Well, they do have the hologram images in the lobby, in the entryway.
Exactly.
So we can kind of mimic that, you know.
There you go.
Well, okay, let's talk about what we think is taking place in the future, or kind of beyond. You know, the first thing is this. I love the sense of community. I love that people show up, spend time. There's social events, but it's more about meeting people and talking, like you said. The coolest thing is even competitors are getting together and blending. Do you think that's something that someone who's an outsider or new to the show has an opportunity to appreciate? Is that community element?
You know, a lot of what goes on in this industry is about community. Mm-hmm. And you'll find a lot of competitors, where they've worked together, it's the same people just changing the badges and T-shirts.
Right, exactly. Around. I love that phrase.
We're trying to do something by actually encouraging more people to come into the industry. We have a shortage.
That's true. You know, I work on the AVIXA Foundation, and that's one of our core goals right now is not only help with education, but bringing people into the environment as
talent
well,
talent development,
yeah.
Encouraging young people to get involved, and young women to get involved in this industry. So that we are bringing things up. But again, as you say, there is this community.
Yeah.
It's so nice when I travel to other countries, other shows, and I meet people I know, go and have a beer or a meal with them or whatever. And I think we all enjoy that. So I think most industries are like this, but specifically in the AV industry, you find this sense of community.
Yeah.
We did about 15 years ago, we did a road show across Central Europe, a way to promote the industry, promote ISE. And we took about 30 vendors with us, and we did, I think, 6 or 7 locations across Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And on the first day, after we'd broken down the whole exhibits and we all got rolled up our sleeves and did it, I said to the hotel manager, you know what, these guys are working hard. Go and bring a couple of crates of beer and put them in the middle of the hall and let everyone help themselves. And that went down well. And the next day, one of the other vendors beat me to it.
Oh, really?
Another crate of beer. And then one day it was somebody else. And it got to the stage by the third day, we were all going to dinner to the restaurants together and eating together. And there were competitors there, real rivals.
Right.
And sitting, having a beer, having a meal, having a glass of wine. And everyone knows everybody else.
I love it. You know, one of the insider tracks that I know about having first-hand experience is Friday. A lot of people call that the walk-around day. It's when other vendors walk around and see what other vendors are doing.
And again, it's we always say exhibitors do business with exhibitors.
Mm-hmm.
And Friday's the day when they have the opportunity. We still have a lot of new customers coming in on that day.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of pure attendees walking the floor. We also use that day as our fast-forward Friday. That's how we promote the AV industry. And
we
run a program together with AVIXA and CEDIA for students to actually, and it's a curated program. It started with years ago, probably about 15 years ago. I was getting calls from universities and vocational schools saying, can we bring a group to ISE? And I was saying, no, this is just for professionals. And after this happened for a couple of years, I went to our advisory committee and said, guys, I'm getting this request. What do you think I should do? I'm asking you. And they looked at me with big eyes and said, Mike, are you crazy?
Yeah.
This is what we need. If we don't promote talent, if we don't promote younger people to get into the industry,
right,
we're not going to have the employees in the future.
Yeah.
So we said, okay, but if we do this, I don't want students to walk around kicking tires. I want people coming in that the vendors have a value from it,
right.
And the students also have a value. And if they don't want to see students, they should let us know and make sure they're not on that part of the program.
Right.
So together with CD and Avixa, we put together a program. And the other thing we recognize as well is salespeople don't want to talk to students.
Really?
No, but the HR people do.
Oh, that's right. That would make perfect sense, right?
Yeah. So we encourage our exhibitors to bring their HR people here on Friday, get involved, and talk to these people and show what career opportunities they have within their organizations. And we've had some real success stories of students who've been on that program,
mm-hmm.
come here, talked to vendors, had interviews, and gone away and got jobs in the industry.
Really? That's fantastic. I mean, that's the biggest challenge we talk about is a lot of people talk about they fell into AV, they fell into the UC work or the event space. And there is wonderful path. And the thing is, we are doing some really cool cutting-edge technology, which makes it interesting. And actually, I'm going to actually put you on the spot because I think what happens is you may not toot your horn enough of the community-centric work that you do. Everything that you do for Barcelona is fantastic. I'm there's a whole list. We can talk about the projecting mapping that you do with Casabacho, which is beautiful. The community comes out in swarms. And I'm going to have you talk about that in a moment. But you have the Connected Classroom. And I work with Jason, and he has Jeffrey helping him right now. So bringing those vendors together and then providing that technology into the Barcelona community is beautiful.
So
yeah.
The next stage of that, this week we launched the ISE Foundation.
Oh, tell me about that.
Now, it's not competitive to the Avixa Foundation or the CEDA Foundation.
Right.
It works in hand-in-hand with those. And basically, it's starting here in Spain,
yeah.
And it's going to grow outside for the rest of Europe. And we've addressed three pillars.
Okay.
Talent development.
Perfect.
Innovation,
mm-hmm.
and corporate social responsibility.
Okay.
So the things we're doing already, talent development with the programs we're doing here with Fast Forward Friday,
mm-hmm.
but we've added another part to that, working together with Avixa and Cedia. This came about from a meeting I had with the president of Catalonia when he came into power, and after saying, you know, I want this, I want that, can you help me with this, etc., I suddenly thought, well, that's quite rude, you know. And I said, I said, you know, I have to offer something here. And I said to him, what can I do for you?
Right.
And he looked at me, what do you mean? I said, what can I do for you? And he looked and I said, what are your biggest challenges? And he thought, and he said, vocational training for young people.
Oh, wow.
And I said to him straight away, we can help you. We have courses available in Spanish today.
Mm-hmm.
And the result of that was the next day, the Minister of Education called me and said, we have to talk. And I took Sarah Joyce with me, and we had a meeting.
She's wonderful.
Yeah, and we started a program. We started last August,
yeah.
of training the trainers.
Oh, really?
So that's the first part of the program, to create a pool of trainers here who will actually start training these young people in practical skills to fit the AV industry, like rack building, like network building, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's there to fill the job gaps that are there. We know there are jobs available for these skills.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something we started. And this is coming underneath the foundation as part of that. The Connected Classroom goes under that part as well.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Then on the second pillar, which is innovation, and we have the Innovation Park in ISA.
Exactly.
130 companies from us.
Right.
Another 20 from the city of Barcelona, another 12 from the Catalonia.
Yeah.
So you've got more than 160 companies there. Scale-ups, startups, new to market. And
I'll share with you a success story. So I had a chance to speak to and interview the CEO of NetSpeak, Eric DeGiorgi. Now, Eric started off there in the Innovation Park, and from there he was able to garner some additional investment from within the industry, and they're right now displaying.
So what we've done there as well, because we said, okay, we brought these guys here.
Yeah.
We put them in the middle of the show so everybody goes there,
right.
at the back of the hall. Really, most shows you go to and you find all this interesting stuff at the back of the hall
right.
they haven't sold. We put it bang smack in the middle so everybody goes through there.
Right.
And but then we looked and said, actually, you know, we've got them there. What else should we be doing? And we thought, what are they looking for? They're looking for partnerships, not necessarily just customers, but maybe they're looking for financing,
mm-hmm.
et cetera. And we did some research because we were hearing about all the deals that were going on. And we're thinking, wow, there's deals going on. There's investment deals going on at ISE. We don't know about it until afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So we went through the database, and we suddenly found all these investment companies and bankers and things like that. So we pulled them out, and we sent a survey out and said, are you here looking for investment? Are you looking here to actually invest or research that? And we shortened that list. We ended up with about 1,800 people.
Wow.
And we thought, wow, that's a lot.
It is.
And then we sent out another survey and said, okay, you're here. You're looking for opportunities. What can we do to help you? What can we do to make your journey ISE even more fruitful?
Right.
And what came back was they want to have market information. They want to have a forum where they can hear and listen to things.
Right.
And the result was we created the investment conference.
Exactly. Yeah.
And what we do, we bring those guys down to the pitching stage, which is in the middle of the innovation park.
Uh-huh.
So not only are they can walk around and meet these companies, but they can hear presentations from these companies trying to sell themselves there.
Yeah.
And it really works.
It's funny. It is like Shark Tank ISE style.
It is. And then on the third part, which is corporate social responsibility, you
mentioned
already, like Casavatio,
yeah.
The Yum Festival, which is the lighting and art festival
right.
in the city of Barcelona that we sponsor. We are a sponsor of the Miro Foundation. When you go to the one Joan Miro Foundation,
mm-hmm.
all the AV in there is sponsored between ISE and Lang. We put all of that in there as a gift to help artists present their, not only artists present their work as part of their exhibition, but also they have a young video artist exhibition.
Okay.
And they're using that technology to show.
Like so in residence program or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So lots of things like this. And we have a few other activities like that. We have more that we want to do. And again, at the moment, these activities are centered here around Barcelona and Catalonia.
Mm-hmm.
We're spreading out over the next year across Spain, so we'll look for projects in Madrid.
Right.
And then the next stage is to go across Europe.
I love it. So three pillars. We were talking talent, innovation, and corporate social responsibility.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. It's great to do it.
Yeah.
I think we kind of wrapped through my list here, but I'm going to ask you one closing question specific to 2026. If you and I were at fast forward with one of your teleport machines that we were joking about 6 months from now, what do you think people are going to still be talking about from this event throughout this year? What do you think is going to be carrying forward?
I think they're going to be talking about the drone show we did as a premiere.
That was beautiful. I love that.
That was a first. We've done for years drones inside the pen, showing how drones are valid in the AV sector.
Yeah.
And out of necessity, what actually happened? We ran out of space. And we said, okay, the drones are good, but we need that space because we have vendors who want to buy more space.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked and said, how can we take that outdoor? And our partner said, well, actually, drone shows should be outdoors.
Right.
Now, it's complicated because we have to get all sorts of licenses. We're near the airport here.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So this was a long process to get all licenses, work hand in hand
mm-hmm.
to get airtime from the airport authority.
Really?
So they actually locked down this area from planes.
Oh, good for you.
At a time when they do a drone show.
Wow.
And advise, okay, don't fly over Ferrogram Vio between these hours. But and we're really stuck. You know, we can only operate between the hours they give us.
Yeah, right.
And we got that for every evening. We even had a testing evening where we had to get that as well. So I think people are going to be talking about that because it was wow. And we added another element. We created digital signage in the sky. We put up exhibit a logo.
I saw that. I did see that. That was the funniest thing.
Yeah.
You know, my story was we were there Tuesday and we watched it and we were walking going to another event afterwards because, like you said, it's such a community event. Beautiful. We're looking at it and all of a sudden we see the Push Beyond. And I'm like, I think we are on the back side of this by mistake because we were on the far side.
It turned around.
It did. It did.
Yes,
it was fantastic when it did that as well, too. But then the next day on Wednesday, we made sure we were in front by the fountain area.
Well, you see, what you missed on Tuesday was the live opera singer and orchestra.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, they were live on Tuesday.
Wow.
And we couldn't do it for 2 days in a row, but live on Tuesday. And then on the second day, we had Jerome van der Most.
Mm.
And this is the push beyond. You know, we want to do new things. We want to motivate and make our audiences go, wow.
Yeah. I love it. That's fantastic. All right. Drone show you and I are going to be talking about in the future.
Talking about that, we're going to be talking about Sol Rashidi.
Yep.
We're going to talk about Casavatio.
Yeah.
And robots.
Oh, yeah. You know what I think? I think what you're telling me right now is our dialogue is going to be full for at least another 12 months until I see you again here.
Yeah.
Next year, right?
Look forward to it.
We're for doing it. Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate your time.
Me too.
All right. Hey, everyone. This is Craig there with the Collab Collective. Thank you for joining us for this recap from ISE 2026. If you're not here right now, I hope this entices you to make this part of your experience next year, right? Fantastic.
Great.
Take care, everyone.
Thank you.